Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. It's Thursday, which of course means it's time for Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. Our author today, Tricia Miller, and the book is All That I Am, A Daughter's Take on the Frank Stanton Cold Case, which is a case many people in the area may be familiar with. I thank you for being with us this morning. Before we talk about the case itself, I'm curious to know what prompted you to write the book in the first place.
Well, I can say that, you know, it's been a long journey, right? As it's going on 32 years now that my dad has, his case has been cold. And we don't want it to be forgotten. We want to keep it in the public's eye. We want to share his story as much as we can. And recently retiring as an educator, I found myself with time and desire to honor my dad in this way. And also it's, you know, writing a book is self-therapy, right? For some people. So I can say that it was absolutely self-therapy for myself.
So let's start off then with the case itself. Tell us about that day so many years ago.
So my dad, on June the 10th, 1993, around 4:30 in the morning, was on his way to work for the Springfield Leader newspaper. He was a news carrier. He delivered papers as a side hustle, and he was on his way to work. It was a pleasant morning in June, early June. He had his window down. He was smoking an early morning cigarette, enjoying the mild temperatures on his way to work. And as he's passing through an intersection right there on East Republic Road, he was shot. And about 30 minutes later, an officer that was off duty actually came by the area and found him in his truck.
So that early in the morning, probably not a lot of traffic, particularly back. I'm not sure what intersection on Republic Road, but I know it's not. Back then, it wasn't nearly as populated as it is today. Do they know, was it like a close up? Was it somebody shot far away? What is it that they suspect?
So, in my book, All That I Am, I share the full autopsy report, and I also have maps where you can see where it was the intersection of Fremont and, and East Republic. And yes, back then in 1993, it wasn't the hustle bustle area that it is now, right? It was a very quiet area. Yeah. And so in the autopsy report, the coroner describes it as a distant shot. However, when you look at his evidence for saying that, it really is more about him saying that it wasn't a close-up shot. When he says distance, it could be 10 feet, it could be 100 yards, right? So we don't know exactly the distance, but it was not a close-up shot.
We're talking with Tricia Miller, author of All That I Am, A Daughter's Take on the Frank Stanton Cold Case. Violence has increased over the years in Springfield, but even if something like this were to happen today, I think it would be somewhat surprising, the seemingly random nature of it. Back in the early 90s, for a shooting like this to take place, somebody who's just driving to work in the morning, I mean, that in and of itself seems very surprising, is it not?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, back then, like you said, there wasn't as much crime. It was about a year after the Springfield 3 case. And so, you know, there was that, but they actually investigated the fact that that could be related in some way, but that was ruled out. My dad's case was not any way related, as far as investigators believe, to the Springfield 3. But yeah, just an early morning drive to work, and it feels so random, right? And in today's standards, it still might be unsolved, just due to the fact that there's such a lack of evidence in the case. There was no DNA. There was no weapon. There's no witnesses. You know, it's just, it was such a random thing. And, you know, that's, I guess that's another reason I wrote the book, right? I'm trying to appeal to people, in especially in the Springfield area, that potentially might know something, because I feel like in my heart that that's what it's going to take,
right,
is somebody to come forward.
Did the police at the time, or just as time has gone on, did they develop any theories as to what may have happened, or think at some point there was a suspect or person of interest?
Yes. And in my book, I describe the theories that the police came up with, and also that we, the family, came up with. And yes, there were several theories. There was also a photograph retrieved from a local, like a nearby convenience store, showing a gentleman that had been in there about the time, just before my dad's murder. And to my knowledge, they haven't spoken to this gentleman. They don't. They never found who this was. So yes, there was somebody there that, you know, was. Not that he was a person of interest as much as he was just someone in the area.
Right.
When there were very few people in the area at that time of morning, right, that he might have seen something.
We're talking with our author of the week, Tricia Miller. The book is All That I Am, A Daughter's Take on the Frank Stanton Cold Case. Are there aspects of the investigation that you felt maybe were off track? How much of this do you think is left unsolved because just of the sheer nature of it and lack of evidence, versus maybe just disagreements or questioning the investigation itself?
So I would say that, yeah, there were questions about the investigation early on. You know, it was assigned to a rookie investigator. Potentially, this might have been her very first homicide to investigate. And so that was, had a scratch in her head, like, why, you know? And and Springfield Police Department has been, for the most part, very cooperative and very cordial to us. It's actually, the case has been assigned. There's a new cold case unit, thankfully, at the Springfield Police Department, set up just a little over a year ago. For the very first time, Springfield PD now has a cold case unit. And there are investigators actually looking at my dad's case now. So that's refreshing, right? But you can't go back to those right. early days of the investigation and change the things that could have been discoverable back then, right?
Has there been any communication with you in which they say, well, we have fresh eyes and here's something that we didn't think was significant at the time, but now we do see it as significant? Has there been any communication that there's any sign that, oh, well, maybe because of this fresh view of it, they're seeing something that they didn't see before?
Well, let me say this. I have pestered the Springfield PD. They've not reached out to me very often, but I reach out to them periodically. And I will say that there has been I don't know how much I can say, but there has been some information brought to light lately, not because of the case, but because of somebody coming forward that has them looking at it a little harder.
Okay.
So that's encouraging too, right? To say that it's at the top of their list of, you know, priorities, no, but I do think that they are working hard to, they want to see this case solved as much as I do.
Now you mentioned,
well, maybe not that much.
Well, no, I understand. You mentioned that the police had their theory. You say that the book also is about your family's theories. So that suggests to me that perhaps you have some thoughts that differ from law enforcement as to who was behind this murder of your father?
Yes. Actually, I'm not absolutely certain that our theories differ, just due to the fact that the Springfield Police Department has not shared anything with me from my dad's case file, because it is still technically an open case. It's closed. It's cold, but it's open, right? And so they can't share details of his files with me. I've not laid eyes on any part of his file, so, or ears, right? They haven't shared any of that. So for me to say that my theories differ from theirs, in conversations, they're aware. They are absolutely aware of my theories. I sent a copy of my book as soon as it was published to the detective there. They know my theories, and I think I feel like they probably have similar theories, but there may be more there that they know that I don't know.
We are talking with our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, Tricia Miller. The book is All That I Am, A Daughter's Take on the Frank Stanton Cold Case. And I should mention that there is, for readers, there's also a subplot that adds an additional element to the overall book. And before I do let you go, is there anything else about the book you want people to know? And I know that there is an excerpt that you wanted to share with us also.
Yes, and but first and foremost, Nick, I want to say thank you to you, to Sarah, and to KSGF for allowing me this opportunity, and ABC Books, right? So I want to mention the book again. It's called All That I Am, A Daughter's Take on the Frank Stanton Cold Case. I do have a Facebook page that people who are interested can go and follow. It is, if you just search on Facebook for Justice for Frank Stanton, you can follow me there and follow our, not follow me, but follow my dad's story there, right? But yes, I do have an excerpt that I'd like to read.
Please.
And I want to explain where the title comes from.
Yes, please.
If that's okay. So my dad wrote a letter to my mother, I'm almost certain it was the very last letter that he wrote, and in his closing, he wanted to offer her all that he was, and that those were his last words, all that I am. And so I'm going to read an excerpt. I'm going to try not to cry. This is so, if the person, this is page 72 of the book. If the person who pulled the trigger on June 10th, 1993, that took my dad, Franklin Harrison Stanton, from those of us who loved him, happens to read this book, I hope that you will feel convicted right this very moment as you're reading these very words. We deserve to know. My dad deserves justice in place of a cold case number. I beg you, please say something. If you know anything at all about who did this to my dad, do the right thing. I beg you with all that I am.
Our author of the week, Tricia Miller, thank you so much for sharing with us. And of course, any updates that come along, please reach out so we can revisit this. Again, the book, All That I Am, A Daughter's Take on the Frank Stanton Cold Case, author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. For Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed.